Welcome to the Heart and Soul broadcast, brought to you each week at this time by the Central Baptist Church of Whitesboro, Texas. In the background, you'll hear the theme song playing, Heart and Soul, a song that's been around for a long time. Many of you have probably played it on the piano. For a while, and maybe permanently, we're going to use that as our opening theme song along with these announcements. So each week when you hear this, you'll know it's time to come to the radio for the Heart and Soul broadcast. Also, we want to remind you these programs are available on the web at www.heartandsouloutreach.com and also at www.kweb365.com. You'll also find puzzles the entire family can enjoy. Each week we have Sunday school on Sunday morning at 10 a.m., followed by morning worship at 10:55, an evening activity at 5 o'clock called the Heart and Soul Hour, which is preparatory for this broadcast, and then Wednesdays at 6:45 we have classes for all ages. Again, we're so glad that you've tuned in today. We hope you receive a blessing as you listen today to the Heart and Soul broadcast brought to you by the Central Baptist Church of Whitesboro, Texas.
Welcome, 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 welcome. Many visitors, good to see you. I'm glad you've decided to join us today. You're in for a blessing. I know you are. The preaching is going to be magnificent. I pray that you'll lift your hearts and worship.
Precious cornerstone, sure foundation, you are faithful to the end. We are waiting for you, Jesus. We believe you're all to us. Precious cornerstone, sure foundation, you are faithful to the end. We are waiting for you, Jesus. We believe you're all to us.
So let the glory
we
when this passing world is over, we will see you face to face, and forever we will worship Jesus, you.
Dr. Nina Payrod, come and join me. We're glad to have Dr. Nina come and sing.
We rode into town the other day, just me and my daddy. He said I'd finally reach that age, and I could ride next to him on a horse. Was not quite as wild. We heard a crowd of people shouting, and so we stopped to find out why. There was that man that my dad said he loved, but today there was fear in his eyes. So I said, Daddy, why are they screaming? Why are the faces of some of them beaming? Why is he dressed in that bright purple robe? I'll bet that crown hurts him more than he shows. Daddy, please, can't you do something? He looks as though he's gonna. You said he was stronger than all of those guys. Daddy, please tell me why. Why does everyone want him to die? Later that day, the sky grew cloudy. Daddy said I should go inside. Somehow he knew things would get stormy. Boy, was he right. But I could not keep from wondering if there was something he had to hide. So after he left, I had to find out. I was not afraid of getting lost, so I followed the crowd to a hill where I knew men had been killed, and I heard a voice come from the cross. It said, Father, why are they screaming? Why are the faces of some of them beaming? Why are they casting their lots for my robe? This crown of thorns hurts me more than it shows. Father, please, can't you do something? I know you must hear my cry. I thought I could handle cross of this size. Father, remind me why. Why does everyone want me to die? Oh, when will I understand why? My precious son, I hear them screaming. I'm watching the face of the enemy beaming. But soon I will clothe you in robes of my own. Jesus is blood destroys all of the lies. Soon you'll see past their unmerciful eyes. Look there below, see the child.
You know, I have no idea when the time will come or when the day will be, but I do know that my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is going to come back. I know that He was here once and He's going to come back a second time, and I look forward to that day. And it's my prayer that that day is today. I sincerely wish that. I wish the Lord would come back today. I'm excited about it. I'm ready to go. I pray that you're in the same position. I pray that you can honestly say, hey, I'm ready for the Lord Jesus to come back. If you can't, you better get that straightened up today, because it could be today. And then you'd be left in a lurch. It'd be a bad deal. You're going to sing Midnight Cry when Jesus comes again.
I hear the sound of a mighty rushing wind, and it's closer now than it's ever been. I can almost hear the trumpet sounds the call, and at the midnight cry, we'll be going home. When Jesus steps out on the cloud to call His children, and I see prophecies fulfilling. You know the signs of the times. Well, they're appearing everywhere. I can almost hear the Father saying, Son, go get my children. And at the midnight cry, the bride of Christ shall rise. When my Jesus steps out on a cloud to call His at the midnight.
strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord.
Our God, you reign forever. Our hope.
The most important thing that we have to share is the gospel, the good news. The Bible says in John chapter 3 and verse 16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." Everyone needs a Savior. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Romans 6:23 says, "The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Romans 5:8 says, "God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." And then Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Acts 16:31, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." Well, I'm here today with a good friend of mine. Brother David is our associate pastor here at the Central Baptist Church. He's been with me for many years, a faithful friend and co-laborer. One of the main things that you oversee is baptisms, a very important thing. Would you take a few minutes, Brother David, and just share with this audience why you encourage people to be baptized?
Okay. Well, I encourage people to be baptized, Brother Joe, because of it's a direct commandment of our Lord. After a person accepts Christ as their Savior, and it's an outward showing of what's really happened inside their heart.
That's a wonderful explanation, Brother David. So when you baptize someone, they are giving a testimonial,
yes,
a picture, an outward picture,
yes,
of the gospel, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ. And their faith in that, in him, faith in Christ, they believe the gospel, have accepted him in their heart.
Yes,
and so they are now new creatures in Christ. Well, if someone wanted to be baptized, they can contact us here at the church. Maybe some listener has accepted Christ either through the witness of someone some friend or maybe even through this broadcast, and they would like to be baptized. And we'd be glad to help them with that, wouldn't
yes,
we, Brother
sir.
David?
We'd love to.
And they can
honor.
They can contact us. They can either come to the service sometime and ask for you, and you'll arrange for a time for them to be baptized,
yes,
or they can call us, and we'll return their call. Any way that we can serve, we're here to do it. Brother David, thank you for being with me today.
Thank you, sir.
And we'll be back in just a moment after this. One time there was a revival meeting and nobody showed up and nobody showed any interest except the pastor and the singer. Well, the singer got up and sang, the preacher got up and preached, then the preacher gave an invitation. Two men went to the altar. That was namely the singer and the preacher, and they both went to the altar. Well, instead of going uptown and telling how nobody cared and nobody came, they went uptown and said, man, that has to be the best revival we ever had. Everybody present went to the altar.
Reading out of Jude, beginning in chapter 1, verse number 17. But, beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you that there should be mockers in the last time, who should walk after their own ungodly lusts. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And of some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever.
Amen. Amen. Glory.
Just 7 points for you. I think about the word remembering. It says there in verse number 17 that we are to remember the words of Jesus Christ. The words that the apostles spoke were the words of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
They are God's word. It's always, always, always important to remember His words. I cannot help but think that the more that we remember the words of Christ, the less surprised we'll be about the world around us.
Amen.
He tells us about it. In fact, that leads me to my second point, and that is reality. Jesus told us what the reality of our world would be. There would be mockers. There will be scoffers. There will be those who walk after their own ungodly lusts.
Yeah.
And by the way, these are not saved people. Mm-hmm. He says that they are without the Spirit of God. The Bible says that those who are without the Spirit are none of His. They're not saved. All you have to do is turn on the TV and you will see mockers and scoffers. You will see people walking their own way, not following after God. This is not somebody who just steps out of God's will for a short time and then comes back in. This is somebody who has chosen a path. They're going to go that way, and it's the opposite way that God intends for them to go, and they actually continue on in that way. All of us, at some point, we get sidetracked. We actually sin, and we kind of get out of God's will for a while, but that's not who He's talking about. People are not just in the world. Sometimes they're in the church.
Mm-hmm.
The actual reality of the church is that not everybody that's here is saved. Even some faithful people are not saved, but they're in church every single week. That is the reality in which we live in. But that leads me to my third point. We have a responsibility. It says there in verse number 20, but ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God. We have a responsibility to keep ourselves in a position of closeness to God.
Mm-hmm.
We do that through the reading of God's Word.
Amen.
And through the preaching of God's Word. We are actually built up in our faith.
Mm-hmm.
We do that through prayer. We do that through faithfulness to the word keep there in verse number 21. It means to guard, protect, but then it also means to prevent from escaping. I like that. We are to prevent ourselves from escaping the presence of God in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
We are to keep ourselves as close to Him as we possibly can.
Yeah.
Because each of us have that old man still living in us.
Yeah. Amen.
And if we just let Him loose,
mm-hmm,
He's going to get us in all kinds,
yeah,
of trouble. And we are actually going to run from God. That's why we're supposed to guard that.
Mm-hmm.
We're supposed to keep ourselves close to Him. Jesus said in John chapter 15 that we are to abide in Him.
Amen.
He is the vine. We're simply to take up residence in Christ and just stick as close to the vine as we possibly can. And when we do that, that leads me to my fourth point, reaching. Reaching out to other people. It says in verse number 22, "And of some have compassion, making a difference. Others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire." When we are as close to Christ as we can possibly be, then we find ourselves in a place where God can use us in the lives of other people. We actually begin reaching out to others who are in need, and a difference is made in their lives. Sometimes it is an eternal difference made in their lives.
That's right.
And that's really what we're all about. Now, that leads me to my fifth point. How do we do that? Do we do that through our own power? We have to rely on God to do that. It says there in verse 24, "Now unto Him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory." The actual truth is that we cannot help others in our own power because we cannot even help ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot keep ourselves from falling.
That's right.
We get ourselves in so much trouble on a continual basis. You know, this really is my favorite point out of here, because so often we feel like if I just have enough willpower, if I just make myself do what I'm supposed to do. But you know what? The truth is, we can't make ourselves do what we're supposed to do. God works those things in us, and He works those mm-hmm. things out in our lives. We have to trust Him. God watches over us and guards us and keeps us from falling, and He does that all the way up until we see Him in heaven. Now, when we are constantly relying on Him, that leads me to my sixth and seventh point, and that's rejoicing. Trusting in God always leads to rejoicing. You'll always just have a great joy in Him. And then my seventh point is recognition. When you rely on God, then you recognize who is to get the glory for what's been done.
Yeah.
And it's God. To God be all the glory.
You've been listening to the Heart and Soul broadcast, brought to you each week at this time by the Central Baptist Church of Whitesboro, Texas. We're so glad you tuned in today. We'd like to invite you to be a regular listener and to invite your friends to listen as well. It's our heart's desire that we might be a blessing to you and even to your family and friends. Especially if you do not know the Lord as your personal Savior, it would be our prayer that you would embrace the gospel, the good news of God's love, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, was buried, and rose again. And if you'll repent of your sins and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, receive Him, then you'll be saved and you'll be born again. If we can be of service to you in any way or about anything, please give us a call, 903-375-3222, or email us at blessings@heartandsouloutreach.com. And again, we want to thank you for listening. And we'd like to invite you to listen again next week at this same time to the Heart and Soul broadcast.